The cerebellum is a part of the brain that is best known for helping us keep our balance. Turns out this ancient part of the brain may have been underestimated. A new study suggests it also helps us manage everything from emotions to social interactions to planning. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The cerebellum doesn't get much respect. Scientists often dismiss it as that part of the brain that lets you pass a roadside sobriety test. It helps you do things like walk in a straight line or stand on one leg, if you're sober. But researchers at Washington University in St. Louis thought there was more to the cerebellum, so they used a special type of MRI to study the brain wiring of 10 people. And Dr. Nico Dosenbach says they found some surprising connections.
About 20% of the cerebellum is dedicated to motion, but that 80% is dedicated to higher order cognitive functions.
What kind of cognitive functions? Scott Merrick, a postdoc in Dosenbach's lab, offers some examples.
Abstract thinking, forward planning, even holding something in memory, producing the words that you're saying. It's important for all of those day-to-day functions that you really take for granted and that seem effortless.
Merrick says the cerebellum doesn't carry out these tasks directly, just as it doesn't directly control movement. Instead, he says, it appears to monitor the brain areas that are doing the work and make them perform better.
So we think that the cerebellum is acting as the brain's ultimate quality control unit.
That's still speculation, but Dosenbach says the finding, published in the journal Neuron, adds to the evidence that this ancient part of the brain plays a critical role in modern life.
We already thought that the cerebellum is cooler than most people thought, but these results were way more exciting and clear than I could have ever dreamt.
Dosenbach says most researchers haven't paid much attention to the cerebellum, perhaps because its most obvious function involves something pretty mundane, physical movement.
But really, it's much more about editing your thoughts and your internal life. It's just much harder to notice that. And I think that's why scientists and neurologists have been missing it for a long time.
And Dosenbach says the new study offers a good reason why alcohol affects a lot more than a person's balance when it impairs the cerebellum.
We have an explanation for all the bad ideas people have when they're drunk. They're lacking cerebellar editing of your thoughts.
One scientist who's not surprised by the new study's results is Jeremy Schmaman, a professor at Harvard Medical School. He's been arguing for decades that the cerebellum is involved in both human behavior and disorders like schizophrenia. Schmaman says the cerebellum has changed dramatically since it appeared in fish and lizards hundreds of millions of years ago.
What's happened over time is that the cerebellum has expanded enormously, and the parts of cerebellum that are talking to the parts of the brain upstairs that are involved in cognition means that cerebellum is involved in those processes as well.
Schmaman says the cerebellum is performing more or less the same function it always has, but instead of just making a physical movement smoother and more accurate, it's smoothing out our emotional responses or improving our ability to make good decisions and focus on a task.
What we now understand is that what cerebellum does to motor control, it does to cognition and emotion as well.
Schmaman says the cerebellum does all this automatically, so we're unaware of its contribution. But when it stops working, he says, the result may be a brain disorder.
There is increasing evidence from a variety of fields now that psychiatric diseases from autism spectrum, schizophrenia, depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, all have a link to cerebellum.
And Schmaman says he and other researchers are already trying to fix some of these problems using treatments that make the cerebellum itself work better. John Hamilton, NPR News. Mm-hmm.